This is a HeadGum Original.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I just want to know how you feel. I want a love that's so proud and real.
The time we have, guys. Thank you so much for
listening. Thank you so much to our patrons.
You can find Jeff wherever.
What if we actually uploaded that?
That would be...
I think people would be pissed, but I also think it might actually be funny. And then, like, the title of the episode is just, like, Ham or whatever that we're reviewing, and, like, we just never even talk about it.
Jeff, what's going on?
Been experiencing chronic dry eye, even
That's
worse
not
than
new.
Normal. No, it's
That's
really gotten
new.
Bad, Riley.
Really?
Bloodshot every day. So usually it's like bloodshot there, right? On my left eye, on the right side of my left eye. And on Saturday I woke up and it was bloodshot on the right side of my right eye. And that's like not ideal, obviously, because then I have two really glassy looking eyes. And it's not like I'm out here like doing drugs every day. Like everybody thinks I'm always high, and it's the opposite. I'm anxious.
It looks like you're always high.
I hate that that's the case. So I haven't been wearing my contacts, and I'm trying to look at screens less. Fuck.
I'm sorry. Yeah. That sucks, dude.
It's fine. The light at the end of the tunnel is that I need to get LASIK, because I really think, well, first of all, everything I do for work and pleasure is on the computer. I didn't mean for it to sound like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like so much of what we do obviously is on screens, and it dries out everybody's eyes, whether you wear contacts or not. And I already have, I'm predisposed to having dry eyes for some reason.
That's why I got blue light glasses.
Yeah. And I use night shift, and I have a blue light blocking screen protector. I'm doing everything I can. Mm-hmm. So it really is like, if I could eliminate the need for contacts, that would just be a huge help. So yeah, starting out the show on a really genuine note.
What's going on with me?
What is going on with
you? Daniel's brother, Robert Rashid, drove from Chicago to LA on his own, did a 30-hour drive in 2 days, and is here. And we all got tested, and we're just having a great time. So we're doing it very safe. He just made the decision in like a day and a half. He's like, I haven't seen anyone. He lives alone. He's like, I haven't seen anyone in a couple days. I'll sleep in my car. I'm just going to do it. And so it's like super safe and fun. And so he's just here, and we're going to Joshua Tree for the weekend, and none of us have ever been. And
it's great.
We're very much looking forward to it.
I mean, it's no Yosemite.
Well, it's different, right? I mean, it's just like, they're just different experiences. Joshua Tree is just like, you're in the desert and it's kind of trippy. Yosemite is like a beautiful national park. They're both national parks, but like
both
one's desert,
parks,
one's kind of mountain. Yeah, so it's just different. And that's just because it's different doesn't mean it's like better or worse than the other thing. And I think, Jeff, sometimes like when things are different from you, well, you kind of hear that. You hear it, but you don't really get it. You hear it, but you're not listening. Sometimes like, oh, it's different. And so it's like, because worse. I don't know it. So it's almost like, I'm not saying you're xenophobic, but I'm also like not saying you're xenophobic.
Well, I'm scared of the unknown, for sure.
That's it. There it is.
It's no Yellowstone.
All right. Jeff, what are we talking about today? Like, why are we here? What's the point?
We're talking 3D printers. And this is the last episode in a series of three episodes that we have been doing on sci-fi and science-related things that we have also neglected to say, I've realized in hindsight, is sponsored by InverseMagazine.com. Inverse is obviously a sci-fi skewing online publication for people who are into that kind of thing. So thank you to Inverse for, I think they gave us a placement in the magazine. So thank you to Inverse for that.
Thanks, Inverse.
And that's why we've been doing three science-themed episodes in a row. We're talking 3D printers. I have no experience with 3D printers. Do you?
I have absolutely none. I looked them. So when I was looking at reviews, I'm like, I've never seen one in action because I've never been around them. Like, there's no part of my life that kind of intersects with that. So I looked up and then I was mesmerized. I went on YouTube and looked up there because they take like 7 hours plus to make. It takes a long time. So I went and there's like compilations of like time lapses on YouTube of 3D printers, and it is astounding. It was like it's hypnotizing. It looks like it's just creating matter out of nothing. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Jeff, if you had a 3D printer, what would be the first thing you would make?
Oh, I mean, look, Anspa, I don't need anything that could be printed, I'll be honest. But obviously it would be like a mini me.
So a statuette?
Yeah, a Monopoly game piece of me, I think.
It could be bigger than that, if you want.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, the thing about 3D printers is like, A, they're like thousands of dollars if they're actually going to be legit. And it just makes me think back to like the times when computers took up entire rooms and cost $10,000. Mm-hmm. And it's like the average person didn't have or need one back then. But now we all have one. Like this is our phones are computers, and I can I could swallow this if I really needed to. I'm serious. Like if I was in a hostage situation, if I was in a hostage situation, Riley.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
If I needed help from a friend.
I think Jeff is in a hostage situation. I could take
this phone and swallow it.
Why would you need help if you swallow it?
I'm just saying if I needed help.
I know that you need help, but why would you swallow your phone? I'm seeing that you need help. I will come get you.
I could swallow the phone.
Oh my God, he's shaking. Why would you swallow it? But I still don't get the logic behind it. I will help you. But if anything, you need the phone.
I get murdered.
I get that.
What about you? What would you print?
Ooh, I'm trying to think. It's like,
what the hell was that?
Ooh. If I print something useful or something I could just look at, like obviously I could print a 3D Red the Dog, right? I could absolutely have a little figurine of Red the Dog who I would give my life for. I would do that. I wouldn't do anything useful. I would truly just print a little mini Red.
I feel like if you're not an engineer, you don't need a 3D printer and you shouldn't get one, even if you have a lot of money.
My reviews would say otherwise.
I can wait to hear them because I know that it's going to be like moms who bought it for their husband and they like the husband plays around with it and they print stuff to kind of rekindle their marriage. Should we take a break? This is kind of earlier than we do, but we don't really have 3D printer experience.
I mean, I wish we did.
Thanks, Marty.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You know when your phone dies and it's like, it's like, oh, don't worry. Like you can still like emergency, like finding the phone and like your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great, and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You look like a me on the Wii. This is like the setting where it's like the eyes are the lowest on the head they can
God.
Be. And so
it
are the
it really does.
This is the thumbnail for sure.
You've made the eyebrows and eyes as low on the forehead as they can be. And the forehead as tall as it can. You look like a me man. I hate
this
it.
This is a 4-star review of Polaroid PlaySmart 3D printer from Joann Fabrics.
Stop it. Wait, Joann Fabrics is leaving the review?
No, well, no, Joanne Fabrics or otherwise is where they bought it.
Oh, I see, I see, I see.
It's from Anonymous, so you get to make up a full first and last name.
Well, obviously, it's going to be Dr. Anspaugh.
God, okay. Dr. Anspaugh writes, a gift for my son. An easy-to-use 3D printer for a 10-year-old boy. He likes it pretty much. I've received several prints back from him as gifts. The models are from the library on the app, and they're pretty decently designed, but he can't modify the models in the library. Now it's time to learn more 3D modeling with my son, I think.
I don't know how 3D printers work. In my mind, it's just like you input, like, the model that you want to make, and then it makes it.
I think that's the simplest way. Like, if you're not an engineer who can, like, make 3D models on whatever software...
Right, you decode the model that you want to make.
Exactly, yeah. But then with this, like, this simple, it's made by Polaroid. I guess it's not for engineers, so it's probably just like, I can print a hammer that's made out of plastic.
Okay, Charlie, your final Christmas present of the morning. Time to open it. It's the one you've been waiting for.
Opens it. Wow.
Aren't you so excited? Look what Santa brought you.
It's a toy 3D printer.
It's a real, honey, it works as a real 3D printer. You can make anything you want within, you know, the booklet that comes with it.
He's wearing a SpaceX fleece. Yeah. First of all, I asked you guys to donate to Black Trans Femmes in the Arts Collective and not get me gifts. Did you donate?
Well, I mean, we did donate. We just figured that, like, you know, you always talk about all these things that you want to make. And so, you know, we did donate a little bit, but we did put most of our money to getting you a gift. We thought,
how much
you
did know, you donate? Because this cost $500. How much did you donate?
75.
So you had $575 to spend, and you bought a toy 3D printer for your engineer son, your adult engineer son. I am sending people to Mars recreationally. Do you know how fucking hard that is?
No, I...
People say, it's not like, you know, it's not rocket science. I actually know rocket science. It's like easy to me.
You do.
Can you even code with this thing? Yeah, you can't even model. There's seven things to choose from. There's a train. There's a little, like, house. There's a mug, which I'm pretty sure would melt if you actually put hot coffee in it. Yeah, this is obviously some kind of bracelet. I don't know how you get it on and off. Seems really small.
I guess part of me thought that plastic this is something
socks.
That
pair of plastic
you could pass
socks.
Down to your kid one day. We're worried about you, Charlie. We know that you are the most
technology is
going to
be so different when I have kids. You bought me the current fine 3D printer. By the time my kid is old enough to work with a 3D printer, this is going to be obsolete, right?
Well, you might be obsolete if you don't find someone to have a kid with in the next 10 years before I die. I'll tell you that much.
Okay, so that's what this is about. You think I work too much. You think that I don't have a bae. You're worried that you're not going to see your grandkids.
I think that you do. I know that you don't have a bae or whatever you guys are calling them, you know, right now.
It's hard, all right? I'm like literally working 18-hour days, and this is insulting. This is insulting to my intelligence. You also, like, you gave it to me like it was for me. So don't say that it's for my kid.
It could be both. At the end of the day, I know that you're working crazy long hours. At the end of the day, if you just want to pop it on, make a mug, you can. You don't even have to think about it.
At the end of a day, being an engineer in a lab, you think that I want to come home and do more 3D printing?
You don't have to do it. You just... You know what? Whatever. I thought it might inspire you. I thought it might relax you. I thought it might
You're not
inspire
even my real
you to have
dad.
A kid. Charlie.
I'm sorry. I just...
Listen. I know... how you feel about me being in your mom's life. All right? I get it. And if I were you, you know, and my parents got remarried at when I was 30 years old, I would also be like, who are you to tell me what to do? But I'm here to tell you that your mom and I love you. And I love you as if I was your dad. And I want you to have kids as if I would be their grandparent. So come on, sport. Sorry, I know you don't like when I call you that, but you're my little guy. You're my little rocket man, burning up his fuse up there.
Love
yeah,
that song.
I know it gets you.
Love that song.
That song.
That's me.
I know you love it. It's
all right, let's print something. Man. Let's try something. Let's try this thing out.
I can't wait to see it happen right before my very eyes. It'll come out like that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Also, thank you so much for this sweater, by the way. This gift I actually really did like. Presses print. It bursts into flames and catches the sweater on fire, burns it to a crisp, and it just kind of only burns the sweater off of him.
The cartoon style falls off.
Shit.
Maybe we could print another sweater.
Cut to them at midnight mass. He's wearing a fucking plastic oversized sweater that's like stiff like a body cast.
Now turn to you and everyone's, it's the time when everyone turns and yeah. says, peace be with you.
I have to like fully shift my arms. Like they're spread wide and I have to like turn and I hit somebody in front and behind me. Sorry. It's the sweater. Peace be with you.
Cut to that night. He's in bed. You hear a rustling. It's coming from downstairs.
I put my slippers on and walk downstairs.
Oh, no, you're not supposed to Santa? See me. Go back up to bed, Charlie. Nothing to see here. I didn't think you'd still be living at your parents' house, Charlie.
I'm visiting, obviously.
Right. Well, I'm just dropping off some things for your mom and your stepdad. Could you keep this between us?
Roger, you don't have to do this. I'm 34.
What? Who? Oh, Roger, you're totally awesome stepdad who loves you very much and treats your mother like a queen.
It's obviously not you. Me. Who else has the dump truck ass like that?
Oh, well, that's very nice of you to say, Charlie. But oh no, I wish I was Roger. He's so cool and he just wants the best for you and hopes that he doesn't come off like a nagging stepdad. He loves you more than life itself, Charlie. Ho, ho, ho.
Jesus. God. I'm gonna go to bed.
Roger comes down the stairs. Well, Charlie, is everything okay? What?
But I thought you were... There's a wall where, to the point where Roger can't see Santa in the room with him. But I thought you were...
Finger up to his lips. You thought I was what, dude? What's going on, sport?
Well, just... I turn back. Santa's gone. What?
You okay?
Yeah, I guess I had a little too much eggnog.
You can say that again. you were trying to give your second cousin a kiss.
Yeah, that was a weird thing to say. I'm going to pretend party. You didn't just say that.
I think you guys would be a cute couple. You're not even blood related. She's my niece.
I really wish you weren't saying the things you were saying, because like someone really special to me just really saying your praises, and I was about ready to give you like my full and untethered support.
Someone saying my praises to you?
I'm going to bed.
Okay, it's funny that you have one of someone giving it to a child.
Yeah.
All right, I found a lot about giving them to children too, and I'm like, it's like I'm seeing a lot of them. It's like great beginner 3D printers. I'm like, what
don't,
do you mean?
Just don't have it. You don't need
like,
to have
I'm
one.
I'm 24 and I probably couldn't use a beginner 3D printer.
Exactly.
So this review is for, oh my god, it's such a long name. I'm gonna read half of it.
Okay.
3D printer Labists mini desktop 3D printer DIY kit for beginners, kids, teens, and then a bunch of other things under it. This is a 5-star review from J, just the letter J. So you get to make up a name.
Jekyll. So it's like Michael, but
No, I understand.
Yeah.
And so that's fine. Yeah.
Well, he's the
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Okay. From Jekyll, 5 stars. The title is Gift for a Retiree, and they, all caps, loved it. Here we go. I did not purchase this for myself. It was a gift for a retiree. I can only offer what they've shared with me, and this may help others who are trying to buy this as a gift more than for those that want it for themselves. If you want to buy a retiree a 3D printer who does not currently have one, and they're even slightly interested in the technology, get it for them. They'll love it. Not even like I got it for my mom. I got it for my grandmother. Just a retiree.
Do you know him at all?
It's kind of those like, you know, you're getting gifts and you know that it's like it'll go to kids around Christmas time, you know, if their families aren't in a place to get gifts for them right now.
So Toys for Tots.
Recreation for Retirees is actually this organization.
Yeah. So what you're describing sounds like a nonprofit. I don't really understand why you need the loan. Like, what are your startup costs even going to be? Like, you just kind of get donations, right? It seems completely charity based.
It's fully charity based.
Is it for profit?
Actually, huh?
Is it for profit?
Is it for profit?
Are you trying to make money from this?
What are you talking? It's fully donation based.
Okay, but it's just like you are at a place of a beacon of capitalism, JP Morgan Chase, asking for a loan. And I'm just wondering if you're trying to make money off retirees.
Let me read your name tag. Can I level with you, Patrick?
You have to.
Who isn't trying to make money off retirees? They are sitting on bundles of cash, right?
If I send them
a little paddle ball to play around with, I can just swipe it right out from under their asses.
Swipe the game or cash?
Both. They don't know the difference.
So you're giving retirees gifts, then taking it back and robbing them.
Hey, whoa, looking around the bank, everyone's kind of looking at us. Whoa, what are you doing, Patrick?
We were whispering. No one heard it. Now you're making a scene.
Hey, everyone in this bank.
No.
I just want you to know that, like, I'm a really good guy. So whatever, if you hear anything about me in the months to come, just know that, like, Francis P. Mike is a really good guy.
Don't yell in the bank. I'm already on thin ice with my manager.
Oh, is that so?
What? No.
So
I'm kidding.
If you don't give us this loan, then I might have a word with your manager. How old's your manager?
I don't really want to tell you. She's like, yeah, she's 64, about to be 65.
So she's probably closing out pretty soon, huh?
I actually think she's out today. I think she's out today for sure.
Excuse me, patrons of the bank.
Francis!
Is the manager around? I would love to have a word with her.
I'm the manager.
God, you're an old 64. This is insulting. You are an old... I'm so sorry. Was that my out loud voice? God. She hobbles over.
How can I be of service?
Wow.
She's wearing a fucking cloak.
I didn't get your name.
My name is Lucinda.
Of course it is. Lucinda, it's so nice to meet you. I was talking here with your associate, Patrick, and he told me that you're retiring next week, and I just wanted to say congratulations to you.
Why, thank you. But Patrick... Remember what I said about divulging personal information about me? I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I'm sorry, Lucinda. I shouldn't have said anything.
Lucinda, I can imagine this isn't the first time Patrick has kind of shared your personal information with the bank and its patrons.
To be honest, this is the third time.
Oh my God. Is it kind of like a three strikes, you're out situation?
It just might be. Patrick, you're shit canned. Are you kidding me? Pack your things, Patrick. I may be old and withered, but I still rule this place with an iron fist.
You do.
Patrick
you do.
Puts his stuff in a cardboard box and leaves. Lucinda sits
Patrick,
down.
Patrick, before you go, here's my card. We're hiring.
I will not need
We're hiring, Patrick.
I'm going to go work at a different bank because this is a really high salary. This is a really high paying job, and I don't want to rob retirees.
Whoa. Hey, everyone.
What did he say?
No, Lucinda, you can't hear right. He said that, and I mean that with all due respect.
You are a very astute person. I didn't even tell you that, and you knew. Patrick leaves.
Yeah, I just have a sixth sense for these kind of things.
Do you mind if I hear you out for this loan?
I actually think what I am pitching might be something that you could directly benefit
from.
Tell
me more.
Cut to the opening day of the center of...
It's fucking huge and clearly cost millions of dollars to build.
Gonna cut the ribbon. And it's all thanks to our biggest patron, our biggest fan, our number one girl, Lucinda H. Jonesel.
Thank you.
Speech.
Thank you so much. I have put several $100,000 of my own money into their business checking account. That is all.
The crowd goes crazy.
It's a bunch of retirees.
Oh, Lucinda, we couldn't have gotten recreation for retirees. That's absolutely... No, I got it, Lucinda. Thank you. We couldn't have gotten this off the ground without your support. And as a big thank you from the company, we are giving you our first present.
What is it?
Drumroll, please.
Is it something of equal monetary value as my investment?
For all of the hundred, there's like a big tarp over something. It's been like hidden from view the whole time.
It looks like the shape of a car. Silk.
Yeah. For your hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of support, we are giving you the gift of a lifetime. Equal monetary, not quite, but equal sentimental value.
It looks like my dream car, the Mercedes 380 SLS.
Now, that's a lady who knows her cars, all right. Get on, you old girl. Pull the tarp off.
It's suddenly not the shape of a car.
It's a slinky.
Everybody falls quiet.
Surprised.
What the fuck is that?
Lucinda, go on, go play with it. Go on, go get, go play with it.
She pushes you. Pushes you harder. I gave you 600 grand and you give me a children's plaything?
That's right, Lucinda. And that 600 grand is all mine now. And you know what? As a matter of fact, so is the slinky. I snatch the slinky off the ground. I start kind of playing with it. It's going up and down.
Lucinda, yeah, like, sort of somehow gets taller, just, like, fixes her posture in a threatening way.
I have worked in finance for 45 years, and I've never been played, and I never lose. Eat the slinky.
Oh, come on. I'm not gonna eat a slinky, Lucinda.
Eat it!
My ears start bleeding. Okay.
You really are eating it, though. It's like ring by ring.
How does it taste? Why don't you tell everyone what it tastes?
Bleeding, my mouth just dripping. It tastes like metal.
Everybody's jaws are on the floor.
It tastes like death.
That's Cinda right. Takes the slinky, wraps it around my throat.
Listen here, you little bitch.
I knew the whole time that you were trying to take advantage of my generation. And now you're gonna get your real comeuppance. Death by slinky.
Death by slinky. Death by
Death
slinky.
By slinky. Now, listen to wait. Wait.
She loosens her grip.
You can take the money. You can take the money. You can take the slinky. You can take my car. You can take my car. I will give you my Mercedes, Lucinda. Please. Please have mercy. I'll never do this to anyone over the age of 57 again.
Let's leave it up to the crowd.
No, they hate me.
What do you think we should do with this traitor?
They all answer in unison.
Kill her!
The crowd parts. Patrick's in the Mercedes.
Patrick, buddy, come on. Come on, you don't want to do this.
Early retirement, bitch.
Oh, my God.
Everybody in the crowd slowly realizes what they've been, like, done. Wait, we just killed somebody.
Killed a guy.
Shit. Fuck.
Everyone, there's like 200 people there. Everyone, get in a circle right now. Everyone gets in like a perfect circle. We're all going to prick our fingers, both of our index fingers, and then we're going to link fingers around the circle. And this is a pact. And this is a blood brother pact. This goes nowhere. This goes absolutely nowhere. Everyone on the count of three, ready?
Yeah.
One, two, three.
She comes back to life.
Oh my God. Everyone take your fingers out.
She dies again. Fingers back, alive. So we have to stay like this? They all in unison look up at the sky.
No!
What the ultimate eternal punishment for killing somebody. You have to stay put or else they die.
All right.
That was the most gruesome bit we've ever done. That was the most. We should honestly, like, trigger warning. There's graphic violence in that fucking bit.
Not really. It's cartoonish running someone over.
To choke with a slinky to death, eating a slinky.
Who hasn't choked somebody with a slinky in the bedroom?
This shook me all week long.
I'm back on my coffee bullshit.
So you're addicted to caffeine again?
Yeah.
That's a nice way of putting it. How many cups a day?
In terms of, like, okay.
Coffee. I mean, it couldn't be a clearer question.
No.
You're tiptoeing around it because you don't want to give me the real answer.
I'm thinking of, like, an actual, like, measurements, like how many cups of coffee or, like, how many times am I drinking coffee a day?
The second one.
Okay, two. But I pour about a cup and a half of cold brew in the morning, and then I'll have a cup of drip around. And honestly, I hit that same slump around like 3:45, 4 every day. And I it's like a ritual for me because I love fresh. I have a grinder. I grind the beans. It's like it's a whole ritualistic thing for me.
Yeah, coffee's great.
But yeah, so I was doing really, really well for a long time of only letting myself have like one big cold brew in the morning, and now I'm back to having two coffees a day.
Well, if you're having a smaller cold brew in the morning and then drip brew in the afternoon, I feel like that's the equivalent of one large cold brew in the morning.
Yeah, but I'm like,
I lied about that. I have three drips.
I have two big cold brews and five drips. So that's been,
do you feel that it increases your productivity or no?
I feel that, cause my therapy has been moved to Monday mornings at 11 and I
God,
do
your Mondays
feel
are
that
crazy.
My Mondays are crazy. I do feel
you,
that.
So you have work like for 14 hours on Monday, basically straight. If you consider therapy work, which it is.
It's work on myself. So yeah, back on my coffee bullshit, and that's what's kind of been going on with me. Yo, I really just love, I've probably talked about it on this pod before, but I really love the ritual of making and getting coffee. It's so good, dude.
You just said that like 2 minutes ago.
No, I'm just saying it's like, I'm sure I've talked on other episodes about just like the ritual behind it.
Yeah, you said the words, the ritual of this coffee, like 2 minutes ago.
I know. All I'm saying is,
you're like, I think I've said this before, but.
I know. I'm saying, like, this isn't my first what shook me about this, I think.
Well, it's a nice update because you did proudly say that you kicked the caffeine. But it doesn't sound like a caffeine addiction. It's also, like, a pretty innocuous addiction to have.
I just got my COVID test results. Should I read them?
Yeah, read your COVID test results live.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, right?
I have to make some calls.
Well, that's why you have to stop licking light poles.
Negative, you nice cunts.
Wow.
Anyway. Apparently, really quick, also someone, but Robert got tested before he left Chicago as well, and they gave him his results over, like, a video call, which I've never heard of, and he's like, and he was negative, but the way that they told him, he's like, the way she phrased it was so unsettling that she's like, so you did test negative. And that's like, you don't say, well, you
don't,
did.
That's why you don't do a video call. Just send him a fucking email. Because I think LA, they call you if you have it. And they just email you if you don't, which is great.
What's been shaking you, Jeffy Poo? I hated that.
I'm going to go. Okay. We've been. No, we've been decorating our outside, like our front yard and stuff, which has been fun. We got these two little lawn chairs that are really like cutesy little vintage vibes.
Little
and
Jeffy Poo lawn chairs.
No, just lawn chairs, obviously. And then
not Jeffy Poo lawn chairs, obviously.
And then we got some colored string lights. Well, I'm pretty sure I ordered colored string lights, but I didn't get an order confirmation, and it was from this weird like christmaslightsonly.com place. But they signed me up for their fucking email list and didn't take my order. I'm like, okay, so you got my form submission, but you didn't place the order or
like,
charge me?
No, not for him. But anyway, do you want to hear what we have coming up?
No, I knew what I wanted, and I bought them, or at least I tried to, so then I bought the same ones from a different place for cheaper, which is great. But yeah, if you're, don't buy from christmaslightsetc.com.
You can't just say that.
No, I'm saying it, man.
I
enough
know, I'm saying you can't.
Fucking enough, right? Like, I have to put my foot down for christmaslightsetc.com.
Say it, don't spray it.
I didn't spit.
Thank you guys for listening. Thanks.
Genuinely thanks.
No, but genuinely thank you. Actually, we wouldn't have a show without listeners, so thank you guys for listening.
Thank you to Riley, my co-host and best friend.
Thank you to Jeff, my pal and co-host.
Best pal.
Thank you to Jeff, one of my many good friends that I'm grateful
unequivocally
to have.
Your closest friend.
Thank you to Jeff. The
There's so many things you tell me and
some
wouldn't tell other people.
Too, not all. You know.
All things. Things you wouldn't tell others. you can follow Riley at Riley Anspa on Instagram, at Riley Coyote on Twitter.
You can follow Jeffrey at I'm Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Don't Play No James on Twitter. And the show, we have a subreddit, r/reviewreview. God, if you listen, you know where
you
to
know
find
where
us.
It is.
You know where us. It is.
And then thank you to our patrons. Thank you guys for your continued support. We'll shout out the VI Podcats right now.
Here we go. Thank you to Aaron Carrico,
Agent Michael Skarn,
Alex McCullough,
Alex Watts,
Alton Burkholder,
Anthony Amadeo,
Anthony Salazar,
Bob Buell himself, 99 Questions,
oh,
brother.
99 Questions, Brad Hild,
Brandon Long,
Brandon Metz,
Cameron Bradley,
Chasten Bales,
Chris Forgash,
Christian B,
Clerestory Magazine, my sister's publication,
Connor Finnegan,
Dakota Cahill,
Dan Rice,
Dan Rice, man, Daniel L. Hodson,
Dr. Eags,
Elliot Settle,
Elliot Sloma,
Eric Crust,
Garrett Glasbergen,
Jeff Hodgson, spelled the right way,
Isaac Fletcher,
Jackson Ansel,
Jackson Martin,
Jacob Radiff,
Jacob Kachuk,
Jake Ullman,
James Chilcott,
Jamie Pontia,
Jared,
Jason Araya,
Jasper Hoffman,
Jesse Tipton,
Joel Anderson,
Jonah Sanchez,
Joseph Alp,
Josh Tischler,
Caleb Luster,
losing his luster, Casey Hudspeth,
Kerwin,
Kevin Sunt,
Coked.co,
Kobe Holas,
Lauren Malang,
Malik,
Mark Glenn,
Mark Priest,
Mark Spalding,
Matt Molnar,
Matthew Hasty,
Matthew Lazama,
Michael Ebach,
Michael Rowland,
Nate Portios,
Nicholas Melcher, Nicolaj Biergard,
Noel Sumito,
Nolan Murphy,
Phoenix McVernon,
P.
Quinn Simmons,
Rob Moon,
Robert Fridge.
That's a great name. Sabrina.
Sam Adams.
Sam Braden.
Sarah Gerardo.
Sarah J. Hunt.
Sarah Kilduff.
Stefan.
Stephanie Kaz.
Theodore Geisen.
Turbulent Moose.
The man himself. The Will man himself. Busey.
Will Phillips.
Xander Madsen.
Yarrow Edie.
Christian Barron. Bag Adu. So, yeah, nice. Austin Boston. Charleston Chewston. God, that's, yeah, that is what that is. Oliver Wallstrom Lindell, Fancy Octopus, Adam Shea, and Matt C, aka Matty Crits. So thank you to you guys for your support. We really appreciate it, especially at that level. Looking forward to, again,
and during a global pandemic.
And during a global pandemic. Mm-hmm. And we're looking forward to more Zoom parties with y'all.
Yeah.
So shout out.
See you next time. Arrivederci.
Chai tea.
Latte.
Yabish.
Records.
Pictures.
The show.
Limited.
Two.
Limited. Two. Limited.
Ink.
On a page that is incorporating an LLC records. In a yard.
With a bard. On a barge.
On a shipping container. So it's... It's William Henry Harrison in a mall jail.
What?
Bye!
That was a HeadGum Original.